Eritrea arrests Christians from soldiers' ranks. A mission team in North Africa wraps up an amazing ministry, and a Bible translation project is slowed by flooding in Peru. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Even Eritrea's military is not exempt from sweeps done for Christians. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra tells us what happened last Saturday.
17 young men were gathered for prayer in southern Eritrea. They were apparently soldiers, and they had gathered in a prayer meeting. They were arrested, thrown into prison, and moved to another Eritrean detention center.
These arrests bring to 28 the reported number of Christians arrested for their faith since the beginning of March. The message the government's sending to believers is...
They're systematically trying to force out the members of the church.
But the effort to stop evangelism often backfires. Dykstra says these believers don't recant their faith even when they're behind bars. Their message...
Even in the midst of suffering and imprisonment, the gospel goes out.
Pray for the future church in Eritrea.
Persecution, as often the case, has brought greater unity to the church of Eritrea.
Next, in a dark area of North Africa, we're talking about Christ has restriction. A short-term team is shining their lights. Charles Detter at Global Aid Network says he's excited about what the team is doing this week.
We have a good-sized team, more than 50 participants, who are working actively and reaching out to demonstrate the love of Christ through medical missions, through dental work, through eye care, and they're really going to be caring for thousands of people.
Though their short trip limits the forming of relationships, Detter hopes the visit will spark questions. Questions like, why did you travel so far to help out?
The hope is that people will ask naturally questions and enter conversation that would lead to a sharing of the person of Christ.
Detter says the area's long-term team will be there for answers and to form relationships. Pray these individuals will also choose a relationship with Christ. Also pray for safety as the team travels home tomorrow. You're listening to Mission Network News. With this year's massive earthquakes in Haiti and Chile, the thousands left homeless by flooding in Peru were grossly overlooked. Wycliffe Associates, which has had translation efforts there for 50 years, had a team on the ground when the flooding started in late January. The ministry's president, Bruce Smith, says they responded with initial relief.
When these kind of emergencies occur, the only thing we can do actually is just respond like a good neighbor and like caring Christians that we are. That also then increases the credibility and the acceptance of Scripture in their arenas in the times after the emergency has passed.
Thankfully, Wycliffe Associates facilities weren't damaged by the water. However, translation has slowed with staff spread between relief aid and orchestrating translation efforts. Because of this, Smith is asking,
are translators going to be doing these other tasks, or are they going to be able to focus on their language tasks? A team is always going to outperform an individual. So our role is to just provide these support services for the language specialists.
Meanwhile, it's been nearly 5 years since a mudslide killed 1,000 people in Panama, Guatemala. The local school was destroyed. A Baptist pastor who grew up in the community has partnered with Orphan Outreach to create a private Christian school in his church to meet their educational needs while sharing Christ at the same time. But funding is needed to help these kids get a Christian education. $30 a month can sponsor one child. Go to our website to get connected. And the first pilot for Mission Aviation Fellowship was honored posthumously for her service in the United States. Betty Green served in the WASP, Women Air Force Service Pilots Program. During World War II, she came up with the idea of using planes to help in missions. In 1945, she started the Christian Airmen's Missionary Fellowship, later named Mission Aviation Fellowship. She died in 1997. Because of her innovation, MAF serves more than 1,000 organizations around the world. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Haiti's earthquake devastated the country. One Hope is making available a free DVD, Haiti, A New Dawn Arises. You'll be moved by the hope that's found in Christ through the Book of Hope as the light of the gospel is changing lives. Get your free DVD, Haiti, A New Dawn Arises at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.